Indeed, it is Rise FM in 60 minutes and Mpumalanga. It's all been in conversation simply because the Mpumalanga Economic Regulator today, they hosted Eswatini's Gambling Regulator Board or the regulator on a benchmarking exercise, you know, particularly benchmarking on digital licensing, compliance and responsible gambling. The CEO there joins us now, Babu Mtweni. Babu Mtweni, good evening. Really appreciate you making time. Setokoza.
A good evening, and also I'd like to thank you for having me.
CEO, let's talk about what really stood out for you, particularly in this benchmarking exercise. And I'm interested. I mean, this is quite a very niche and interesting market. I mean, when you look into benchmarking digital licensing, I know that Mpumalanga has licensed the likes of your Betways. You know, those are digital platforms. But talk us through around how this benchmarking exercise unfolded today, but also what really stood out for you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the question. The benchmarking exercise, it was about sharing knowledge and experiences, particularly from the side of the Mpumalanga Economic Regulator, whereby we're telling them about our history in terms of saying why we are now called the Mpumalanga Economic Regulator, which was occasioned by the merger of the Mpumalanga Gambling Board and the Mpumalanga Liquor Authority. I think for them that was very interesting because as far as from their side is concerned, the two entities are still currently separated. There is a liquor authority responsible for liquor regulation, and also they were from the Eswatini gambling regulator, which is responsible for gambling. And also in terms of the structure, in terms of saying how we are structured as a board, and also in terms of the composition of the board, also, which also for them, their legislation did not indicate in terms of saying how they should be structured, and also the composition, which we indicated to them that as far as we are concerned, from our side, our legislation prescribes in terms of saying who must be on the board and also how the board should be structured, also including issues of committees in terms of saying we have committees that assist the board in terms of governance so that the board's workload can be reduced, it can be discussed from the point of view of the committees, and the committees will report to the board. And also in terms of the various departments, how each department operates. And also for me, what also stood out was the question of the issue of illegal gambling, particularly also from the point of view of land-based establishments. And also now we've moved to online because originally we have a structure called the Gaming Regulator Africa Forum. Which structure also was really pushing forward that as neighboring countries or as African countries, we must be able to collaborate in terms of fighting particularly your illegal gambling that is being transported, land-based, all the illegal equipment that are going to be used in the illegal establishment. So now that issue of collaboration in terms of saying we need to be able to work together to make sure that illegal gambling equipment is not being transported from one borderline to the other borderline. And also in terms of the online space, everything has moved to online space. And also what also stood out for me was the question of making sure in the online space that children or kids under the age of 18 years, they are not given the opportunity to be able to gamble.
Sure.
So some of the issues that we also packed in terms of the knowledge that we shared was the fact that there are processes that have been prescribed to our operators in terms of saying they must be able to make sure that whoever gambles, they have got particulars of that person in terms of your ID, and also they use the one-time PIN in terms of making sure that whoever is gambling is definitely a person who's not under the age of 18.
Sure.
And also the issues of awareness, making sure that information is being shared with the community per se, in as far as how online gambling operates.
Yeah,
I think definitely it was really a good, a fruitful exercise, because we also made our way in terms of saying, from their side, how do they operate? And also we are able to share information in terms of from our side. This is what we think should also happen. But I think for me, in a nutshell, what stood out was the question of how can we collaborate as far as making sure that we eradicate illegal online and illegal land-based establishment. And also, most importantly, was the issue of monitoring the activities in licensed establishment. Because we were able to indicate that us, as probably as a Mpumalanga economic regulator, we do have access to the systems of the operators, and we're able to monitor all the activities. And so I think for them, it was also an eye-opener.
Yeah.
So I think that is what I can be able to share for now.
Yeah. And unfortunately, you and I were exhausted the little time that I had. Let's carry on the conversation. And I suppose that in the next coming of days, we'll bring you fully to reflect back, because I've been always fascinated by some of the people that you have licensed, and also how well they are doing, considering that Mpumalanga is now exploring yet another a gambling license, particularly in the form of casinos. And why are we not tapping into, you know, the digital market? And that, and definitely so many other things, issues of verification and self-exclusion systems, but also the affordability checks. Those are among the many other talking points I'd like us to have when we reconvene the conversation, when you come in studio and we unpack all of this. But all the best ahead of today, and I really appreciate you making time.
Thank you, and I'm looking forward to the next conversation. Thank you.
Sure, sure. There you have it. CEO of MER, Robabuvusi Mtweni, talking to us about this benchmarking exercise that they've conducted with some of the counterparts within the Kingdom of Eswatini. Mpumalanga, let's park it here for this evening.